This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Former Steve-O Springs resident and Smartwool employee Alex Pashley died in an avalanche Monday in British Columbia with two other men. Pashley was currently living in Idaho. Friends are meeting at 1 o'clock today at the top of Thunderhead to take a run in his honor. A collared wolf has been at the sheep pens and corral and on the property of a Jackson County rancher for 12 days in a row now, and his cattle herd arrived Thursday, and they're starting to calve. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers came by with drones and four-wheelers on Wednesday night to haze it away, but it was back about an hour and a half later.
You know, they need to do more. They come out and it's not working. We need it removed just like we'd remove a bear. It's been here 12 days. It's like they're waiting for it to slaughter some cattle, and I want them to move before that happens.
The rancher has three livestock guardian dogs that have been keeping it away from his sheep. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that local officers are working with the producer and his neighbors to deploy non-lethal hazing tools to make the wolf uncomfortable so that it will hopefully move out of the area. At Steamboat Resort, today is the last day of the season for the Thunderhead, Basher, Mahogany Pony Express, and Bar UE lifts, as well as the Magic Carpets at Greenhorn Ranch and the base area. The last sunset happy hour is Sunday. Spring operations start Monday, and more details are on our website. Vendors are wanted for the Route County Fair in August. There's more information at routecountyfair.org. All are invited to a presentation on the book Saigon Stories. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, Bud Werner Library. Author Jim DeFrancia will be there. Saturday is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. Join officers and members of American Legion Post 44 and VFW Post 4264 at 6 o'clock Saturday night for dinner at the West End Grill in Steamboat Springs. Dinner's for free for all Vietnam veterans and their spouses. Everybody's invited to show support and say thank you to our Route County Vietnam veterans in the Yampa Valley. The Route County Prom Closet is collecting formal dresses, both long and short, of all sizes, to donate to high school students in Route County for prom. Drop your dresses by the Heart of Steamboat United Methodist Church before April 3rd. Those dresses will be free for any Route County students. The male and female osprey that live along the Yampa River next to the Botanic Park have returned to their nest. It's the 10th consecutive year for the nesting pair that they've raised their family and called the Yampa Valley home. Join the Steamboat Skating Club for its annual Spring Ice Show, Eras on Ice, as in Taylor Swift. 45 figure skaters ages 6 to 18 are involved in the show. Starts at 5 o'clock tonight.
My favorite part about being in an ice show is having adrenaline and having fun under the lights.
It's a variety of different songs from Taylor Swift.
I love learning all the choreography and like learning new tricks.
There are two shows Saturday as well at House and Ice Arena. This Saturday is Bud Light Rocks the Boat Free Concert Series at Steamboat Resort. The band is the Wieland Brothers on the stage. This is the last weekend of skiing in Howison Hills. Ski Free Sunday has the Rat Lake Pond Skim from noon until 2. Classical guitarist Kyle Rowland will be performing two concerts at 2 and 7 at the Latrell Barn Cultural Center in Craig. That's on Sunday. The Steamboat Sailors Boys Lacrosse Team hosts Summit Saturday. We'll have coverage starting at noon on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM, and you can watch through our website. The Steamboat Girls Soccer Team, they're away tomorrow against Niwot. The Moffat County Girls Soccer Team hosts Delta at 4 today and travels to Vail Mountain on Saturday. The Sailors Boys Baseball Team has a tournament in Montrose. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.